You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the SB Nation NFL show. It's a special edition because it's a special week. And that week is the week that the Madden football game has decided to partner with ESPN. EA has basically got a five-day commercial from ESPN to talk all about this year's Madden game and how good it is and how the ratings are and how everything is great. And if you are a fan of the franchise like I have been for so long, you know that that's not always the case. And I'm very fortunate because RJ Ochoa, you are a kindred spirit with me in this regard. You have a lot of problems with the Madden game as well.
Yeah, Stats, you and I are kindred spirits on just about everything in life except for your taste in football teams specifically. But when it comes to this game, the last couple of years have been not with you, but in a Madden league with some friends from college and my cousin and stuff. And, it's affected me personally now. I've always kind of read about this issue on Reddit and different forums and things like that. But I've experienced an awakening, I guess. And so... This level of frustration is now spilled over to the point that we needed to bring in a professional arbiter in this particular case, somebody to help us figure out exactly, not figure out, but I guess organize exactly our complaints and structure them in a way that EA will probably continue to ignore.
So, yes, without further ado, we want to welcome in Steven Ruiz from For the Win, who had an article about this, I believe, last month in June about his disappointment with this year's game. So, Steven, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem. And I like the title that RJ gave me, Professional Arbiter. I like to think of it as Professional Hater. I think that's why you guys brought me in, to hate on Madden, which I'm willing to do.
Well, okay, let me just say that that's not my mission for this episode. My mission is not to hate on Madden. It's to be honest about what it is. And that's not what you're getting with ESPN this week. I'm sorry. It is not about honesty. That's a commercial that they're getting from ESPN. And as someone that has shelled out $60 for this game every year since they got the exclusive license and didn't have to compete with 2K, I'm a little upset about what we've gotten, and I think it's fair to bring it up. So that's why I wanted to bring you on, because you brought up a lot of interesting points about the game. What has been your biggest gripe with Madden, I would say, not just this year, but over the past few years?
I think it's the same gripe that most players like me, and I'm assuming you guys have had, and that's that franchise mode has just been boring. And I don't know about you guys, but that's the mode that I tend to play the most. Yes. I play it both online and offline, and it's been a long time since that franchise mode has been able to keep my attention for more than like two seasons. And even two seasons, it's hard for me to get through one season because it's just boring to me. The games are repetitive. There's really no difference between playing, like, say, the Jaguars and playing, I don't know, the Cowboys, for instance, a team that's loaded on offense. So that's what it is for me. It just gets repetitive really quickly. And I don't think the changes they made this year, I wrote about this in the article you referenced, I just don't think the changes are going to keep me invested for much longer than they did in years past.
So I think it's important, Stats and Steven, to note that franchise mode for the non-Madden fan is designed theoretically to be your opportunity to control a team. Whatever team you root for, whatever team you want, you can pick the team. You theoretically, what I don't know, is it 30 seasons, Steven, that it's technically capped at within the game? You could play 30 seasons, you can sign players, you can trade players, you can win 100-0, you can win close calls, whatever, you can do whatever you want. That's supposed to be the idea. And we grew up, I think we're all around the same age. Early 2000s Maddens were really innovative in this sense. They had lots of little details, lots of training camp drills and stuff like that. Look, it's a video game. We realized that reality is suspended and is going to be suspended, but there were a lot of things that made you feel like you truly were running an NFL franchise through the prism of a video game. And to your point, Steven, it is just so bland now. And what's frustrating besides that, to me at least, is it's not only bland, but it's repetitively bland. I mean, it's the same bland every year, and they update the rosters every year. And, you know, like this year it's like, oh, check it out, you know, Trevor Lawrence is on the Jaguars. It's like, yeah, no crap. I mean, he's on the Jaguars in real life. Like, that you should be doing that. And that's where the origin of my griping comes from, at least.
Yeah. And I mean, you said that like it's a video game and it's not possible to be super realistic, but like you play, I don't know if you guys have played a game called Football Manager, but that game is like you're actually running a soccer team. Like, it's a little too complex. Like, you're hiring like physicians and you're like signing sponsorship deals. That's a little too much, but I feel like Madden could at least take a step in that direction.
In that direction. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, they've been there before. Exactly.
And the one thing I'm asking for is just realistic contracts. And we can't even get that. And contract information is just freely available on the internet on multiple sites. And I don't understand why they haven't been able to at least fix that part, where other sports franchises like 2K, for instance, they've gone really complex with their NBA contracts, which I don't even understand. And Madden hasn't even come close to replicating that.
Well, I think we all know the primary reason. It's not that they can't do these things. It's that they don't have to do these things. Because for people that don't know, EA Sports signed an exclusive deal with the NFL and the NFL Players Association in 2004 that basically said nobody else can make an NFL football game. You can't use the teams. You can't use the players. You can't use anything. If you want to make a football video game, it can't be an NFL game. And they signed that deal in 2004. And since then, the games have essentially been getting worse every year because they have zero competition. And that's just the fact of the matter. And they do not need to make any of these improvements, because if you're like me and RJ and you love football and you want to play a football video game, this is all you got.
I will say this. I have the PS5 version, just to flex on the viewers out there a little.
you're one of the lucky few, right? Okay.
Yeah. I somehow got it. But I really enjoyed the gameplay. I think there are legacy issues that they still need to address in the next few editions of the game. But I really enjoyed the PS5 gameplay. It was honestly, like, on the field, it was the best football game I've ever played. Like, I thought it was better than even 2K and the old Maddens. There are still some little things that like take you out of the game and make it less realistic. But still, going back to my original gripe, franchise mode was untouched for PS5, even though they have more computing power. And I think the changes they made this year, the ones they've advertised, are more cosmetic more than anything else. I don't think they're going to have an actual impact on the game. And that's the only way they take the next step for me, is fixing the franchise mode. And honestly, like, they promised they were going to fix it last offseason, and then the steps they're taking I'm not optimistic about them figuring this out.
I think two things to note, Steven, again, for the non-Madden obsessed person, which they probably have, like, you know, some better hobbies like bike riding or, you know, gardening or something like that. But last year there was a huge campaign among Madden fans to fix franchise mode. It was a trending topic on Twitter. And the reality is, Stats has mentioned, this is a financially driven focus for EA, rather lack of focus on franchise mode. The mode that is, you know, amended most year in and year out is Madden Ultimate Team. MUT is what the cool kids call it, I suppose. Where, I mean, I've actually never personally, you know, dove into this mode, Stevens. Maybe you can explain it better than I can, but it's as I understand it, it's you pick up trading cards, like packs of cards, like virtual packs of cards that have different players, different uniforms, different stadiums, and you play them out. And so you don't have access to, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes unless you pick up that card. And you can buy packs of cards, digital packs of cards. Again, these in video game world are called microtransactions. And so there are lots of 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds and younger or older than that, whatever, who's, you know, love for the NFL drives their motivation to buy these packs because they want to have Patrick Mahomes. And Madden used to, Steven, I know you know this, Stats, as well. You used to be able to build a team or whatever, and they used to have legacy players on their rosters. Joe Montana, Emmitt Smith, Dan Marino, whatever. And now the only way you can access those players is through the Madden Ultimate Team mode if you're fortunate enough to get those cards. And the more you pay, the more packs you get, the more opportunities you have to get them. And that's why Madden Focus is there, because they want all these people spending all that money week in and week out, driving up their, you know, obviously net gain, and they leave franchise mode to nothing because there's no financial motivation for it for them.
Yeah, this is the one thing, like, that's the common response to when you say, like, make franchise mode better. Like, the people say they're too focused on Ultimate Team. I just don't understand why a company with the resources that EA has can't do both. Because it's not that, I feel like they have enough resources to make a good franchise mode. It's just the decisions they make, like this year with, like, the home field advantage thing. Like, why?
Explain that.
Decisions they make. Like, I guess each team has a weird home field advantage. Like, for the Vikings, they get better in the red zone for some odd reason. I don't know. The Bucks, like, when the cannons blast, like, they get a boost, which happens in real life. As we all know, that's a real thing that actually happens. And there's, like, a bunch of those, and they're just random for different teams. I forget. The silliest one is, like, the Bengals. I think they're, like, faster at home, and I think that's just because their mascot is a tiger and tigers are fast. It's ridiculous. Like, that, like, why not, instead of, like, focusing your attention on that, why don't you focus on making contracts real? Why don't you focus on improving the draft process? I know they improved scouting this year. It remains to be seen how that's going to actually work out when we get to play it, but there are a lot of areas of franchise mode that just went untouched in order for them to do these other things that no one is even asking for.
Well, and my biggest complaint, and this is something I think that you pointed out in your article, is that all these features that they are advertising as new are not new. In fact, they're not even close to new. For instance, the crowd noise that we talked about, where your quarterback can kind of get rattled a little bit with the crowd noise, well, that was in NCAA 09, 12 years ago. The franchise staff mode that they're touting this year as, like, your coaching staff actually matters. It actually exists in this game, where you can allocate, you know, improvement points to your assistant coaches and theoretically make your team better. Well, that was part of NCAA 14, 7 years ago. Even little stupid cosmetic things, like the flyover that they're advertising. That's, like, a big thing in the trailer, right? The big, giant, stupid American flag where they fly over the stadium before the game. That was in Madden 12. So none of this stuff is actually new. They are constantly peeing on our leg and telling us it's raining. And I'm sorry, when I see them on ESPN all week long talking about how great this is lipstick on a pig, Steven.
Yeah, I don't. That's an insult to pigs, honestly, talking about the franchise mode. And not only that, like, you talked about the staff, the coaching staff thing. Like, I played NCAA 14. I don't ever remember that actually mattering. I don't know if you guys played that game, but I don't think it had any impact on what actually happened when you played a game. And we're getting it again, what is it, 7 years later, and it's going to be the same exact thing. I don't think anyone's going to actually care about it. It's just that you're going to be able to see, like, a defensive coordinator's name in the game and be able to be like, oh, that's cool. That's the only purpose it's going to serve. My suggestion in that article was, why don't you tie the playbooks to the coordinators? Like, I saw a screenshot and it was, I think it was the Bears. No, I don't remember what team it was, but the playbooks are still tied to the head coach. It was the Bears. And it said the Bears defensive playbook was Matt Nagy's defensive playbook. So it doesn't matter who your defensive coordinator is. You're going to have the same playbook if you're the Bears. And I think that's one easy thing you could do to make that a little more interesting. Like, if you want to run a certain offense, you have to hire a certain offensive coordinator. Like, how is that not an easy decision to make when you're designing the franchise mode? I don't get it at all.
Well, to your point, even at least in the current Madden, because the new one isn't out yet, but ESPN's letting us know plenty of times this week that it's coming out soon. It's going to be amazing. But whatever team you are, if you're the Bears, you don't even have to use Matt Nagy's playbook, right? Like, if you run a franchise with the Bears, you could change it every week. Like, you could change to just, like, Green Bay's playbook or Dallas's or Jacksonville's, whatever. So, like, there's no connection to any of these things. And as stats, as we all said, I mean, they constantly reintroduce old features as new things. And then they roll out these PR campaigns and they expect people to, again, be hyped up about like, oh, the new game. And they expect people to like bicker over the ratings. Like, can you believe that Shaq Barrett wasn't one of the best, you know, whatever is like, that's the debate that's happening today on Twitter, the day that, you, that we're all recording this. And so I watched a great, I do want to give a shout out, great video on this. I think it was by the YouTube channel Soda TV. I don't know if you've seen this, Steven. It was like a 70 minute long video about, no joke, dudes, like 89 features that have been in previous Maddens that are absent from the current game. Like things that they have done, that EA has done. And it's just inconceivable that they would take these things out. I mean, I suppose it's master marketing because they're not struggling as a, I don't think any of us want them to struggle as a company, but I mean, they are ruining this football game that, to your point, Stats, they have a complete and total monopoly over.
No, I want them to struggle as a company. If they put out a garbage product, you deserve to struggle as a company. And I want to point out quickly that, again, my point of this show was not to just crush them. I reached out to the Madden team last month before this even started because I wanted to give them an opportunity to come on and present their side of it so that we weren't just bashing them. And everything was good. I was talking with their PR people. They made it seem like they were all set to get somebody on. And then they asked what we wanted to talk about. And I was honest and I told them, we want to talk about the new features this year that make it different from other games. And I said, we want to ask about how you deal with criticism. Well, from that point on, they locked it down. All of a sudden, they couldn't find a spokesperson to come on. They couldn't. Nobody was available. I didn't even put a time frame on it. I said, all we want to do is get this episode out before the game launches. Suddenly, nobody was available. It was unbelievable. Well, I decided to test that theory. So I went, I used a couple contacts I have. I found the head of research and analytics for Franchise Mode, the ratings adjuster. I found this person on Twitter. I hit them up. In 36 minutes, I got an answer from him. Here's his exact answer. Quote, if I'm allowed to, I would absolutely love to do it. So Madden PR couldn't find anybody to do with this game to come on our show. I found somebody in 36 minutes that would, quote, love to do it. He checked in with their PR team. They shut it down. They refused to let him come on the show. So, I, you know, I'm trying to be honest and fair here. We wanted to get their perspective, and they wouldn't do it, which to me, Steven, just proves that they know they're full of shit and they can't defend it.
By the way, Steven, you were definitely our top choice as a guest. Just so
yeah, I'm picking up on that. The joke's on you. I actually work for EA. I'm sabotaging this podcast. But no, and like you said, we're not just trying to hate on. Like I said before, I enjoyed the gameplay on the PS5 version this past year. I played online just head to head matches probably more than I ever have played in any Madden game. I thought it was a good game, like strategically and X's and O's wise, like things actually worked how they were supposed to work. So I'm not saying the game is totally trash and it's unplayable and I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I buy it every year. Whether that makes me a sucker or not is another conversation, but I'm probably going to buy it again this year. I feel like the requests that people make are simple and they just don't do them for whatever reason. And they make sense on paper. Like it's so easy to make a good franchise mode with football. Like we talk about football all off season long about every trade, every transaction, every coaching hire. Like I think it should be easy to replicate that and get people excited about that mode. And they just haven't been able to do it for, I don't know, like 15 years now.
Some of it is like, I feel like we're actually trying to help EA, right? Like they're trying to help them not only make a game that many people, that people would love more. And to your point, Steven, I agree. Like, I don't have an issue with like people like, you know, complain about the mechanics of the game. I think it's like, you know, could it be better? Sure. Every video game could be better, whatever. But like my complaints are the getting up to the actual playing the game. Like it doesn't make sense. It's in no way realistic and that's frustrating. But one of the things that, you know, in my research for this conversation with, again, the most important guest we could possibly curate in you, Steven, is that people really miss the Tony Bruno show that used to be on Madden, which was really cool because you got to hear like updates, you know, about your league or whatever you were playing in. Why doesn't like, you know, EA or Madden put together like a podcast, right? Like a podcast, like boom, like we're all content creators. Like, here's a free idea, EA. Put together a podcast, slap it into your game, like update it every week, whatever. Give us a weekly episode. Maybe it's not applicable to my specifically created franchise mode and what's happening in my league, but it adds like some level of freshness to it. And it just that is such an absent thing. And their constant ducking of any sort of responsibility leads you to believe that they don't have any interest in doing that. They just want to take our $60-$70 every year and they want to remain totally unaware of what's going on. And I think part of, you know, another example of this is you mentioned, you joked, Steven, about the PS5 and everything. That's a real thing, like that people are struggling to get PS5s because they're so in demand. And Madden's new game, all of the new features, which are kind of recycled, you know, which is a whole different thing, are really only available on the PS5 version, which is really an insult to people who are unable to get one.
Yeah. And just going back to your point about like the podcast idea, I think the immersion is something they really lack in the franchise mode. Like when you're playing an individual franchise, you really feel like you're just playing your season out and you don't really know what's going on with the rest of the league. And I think that's something they have to address, and they have to make it feel like you're a part of a league, and they just don't do that at all. I think that's one of the big things that's missing in franchise mode. And I think that's something, like you said, they've done in the past, and there's proof of concept out there, and they're just not using it. I don't know what else to say without like sounding like a hater. Like I said at the beginning, it's just that I think this game could be great. Like I said, the gameplay last year was great. If you add a good franchise mode, it's a good game. No one's complaining. Well, not no one. Everyone's going to complain about Madden no matter what, no matter how good it is. But I don't think we're asking for too much.
I don't think we are asking for too much either. And I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to answer the question, because this year's game does at least potentially attempt to address some of the issues on franchise mode. I think there's a very specific reason why, Steven, and I want to ask you about it when we come back.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Back here on the SB Nation NFL show, we're talking with Steven Ruiz from For the Win about this year's Madden game. And we've been talking about the frustrations with franchise mode and how potentially this year they're at least pretending to address some of those, even if they are recycling a bunch of features that we used to have in different versions of the game. I have a theory, Steven, as to why they are now potentially trying to make franchise mode better. And that is because 2K has signed an agreement with the NFL for a, quote, non-simulation football game experience. Now, to me, what that says is something like an NBA Jam back in the day or an NFL Blitz that Midway used to produce back in the day. My theory is that EA Sports knows that this quote-unquote competition, this other football game, is going to come out with real NFL logos and real teams, and they're trying to win hearts and minds this year.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Like, it may sound silly, like a game like NBA Jam would threaten a game like Madden, which is a realistic simulation, but I feel like NFL Blitz did that back in the day, so I think it is possible. I would say NBA Street did that to their own product, which is NBA Live. More people play NBA Street than NBA Live.
Yep.
So I would not be surprised if that is what's spurring this development in franchise mode. I just don't think, like I said earlier, they have the resources to fix it. I just don't think they make the right decisions. And it comes that's what it comes down to. You have to actually have the ideas, and then implementing them is another story. But I just don't think they have the ideas right now.
So, Steven, this is a different question, but like what other games have you played in the last year? Just out of curiosity.
I usually just play sports games. So I play 2K. I play FIFA. Like I said before, Football Manager, I've been playing. I played a lot during quarantine. So those games.
So I'm a big FIFA guy as well. But even that is like that. This is a good example. Stats hate soccer. So, you know, sorry, Stats.
Accurate.
But like FIFA has a scouting feature that is like so above and beyond anything that Madden has had to offer in the last few years. NHL has the same thing. In FIFA, you can send scouts to different countries. You can have them look for certain players, certain positions. You can do a whole bunch of different things. And FIFA gets repetitive too. Like they have the same, I mean, it's EA, obviously, but it's still so much more advanced. And some of that's just the structure of the way, you know, world soccer works. But like, this is such a frustrating question because I feel like it's the same one, just, you know, with different packaging. But how does EA, I know you don't have the answer, but how do they not just say, we do this in this game? Let's apply this same logic to Madden to have scouts, you know, like you could have a scout, like go scout the Big 12 if it still exists, you know, go scout, you know, the new SEC, whatever, look for linebackers, like whatever. Like that's such an easy thing to focus on.
I do think they're adding that this year. I don't know. I haven't like read up on it, but I saw in like one of the teaser videos that I think you can assign scouts this year. I don't know how well it's going to work. And like I said, the idea is one thing, implementing it is another. And I agree with you. I think the scouting in FIFA is a lot better than it has been in Madden. I don't know if this new mode they have, this new scouting tool they have, is going to fix that. But I think that's a key part because that's like at the essence of draft season, right? Like scouting right. players and getting it right. I just don't know how you make it fun year after year. Cause like you said, FIFA gets repetitive. I think it does. I think the only way to do it, and it kind of goes against everything they do when they're rolling out the game with, you know, the ratings are so big. They're such a big thing that they reveal every year. I think adding some uncertainty to the ratings, like maybe your scout says this guy's a 90, but really he's like an 85 or something. I think that's the only way to really replicate that element of draft scouting in a video game. And I don't know if they're going to do it because, like I said, like ratings are such a big deal. Like that's how they sell the game every year.
The scouting's got to improve, but also they need to have more consequences for your play on the field. Part of what makes franchise mode so fun is the idea that you can develop players, right? Like maybe there's a quarterback that you draft in like the fourth round whose passing stats are not great, but maybe he's fast as hell. They need to make it so if you can get that guy on the field and score a bunch of touchdowns with him and throw a bunch of touchdowns with him, that his rating actually improves in a consistent and a fast enough way to make him a really good player. That's how you change the games. That's how you take the games and make them actually matter, as opposed to just being, well, the thing you do between simulations as you go through the years of your franchise. You need to be able to develop guys in a meaningful way, which they haven't really implemented in part of the game in a long time.
I think there also has to be consequences for things you do off the field. Like I've never felt like if I make a bad signing, it's going to like tank my chances of improving the team the next year. Like, I feel like there's always a way out of it. And another thing I don't feel like is realistic. Like, we talk about in the real NFL when we're analyzing it, the importance of having a good quarterback on a rookie contract. I feel like there's no incentive to do that in Madden. Team building just is nothing like team building in real life. And I think that's why people aren't interested in it. Like, if I could build a team like teams are built in real life, I think I would play the game and play more years in the franchise mode. And that's just not the case. It's just like, oh, I don't care about the consequences. I'm trying to build the best team every year, no matter what. Like, I'm in win now mode every year. I'm trying to build the Eagles dream team every year in the offseason, rather than actually having a coherent plan and building your team. And I think you get that in other games, to be honest. Like, Football Manager, I keep bringing it up because I think it's the best simulation of team building that we have available. And I think they do an excellent job of that. There are actual consequences. If you buy a player that who ends up stinking, like, you're going to get fired, or you're not going to have enough money to pay other players. And that just is not the case in Madden.
Jose Mourinho style. So I also think an issue is because people, and again, for anyone who's not aware, there is a version of Madden within franchise mode that's called Connected Franchise, where Steven, Stats, and I, we can all join it together. We can each take over our favorite teams. When the Cowboys and Niners play each other, Stats and I have to, like, actually play that game out. That's the fun. That's the idea. Like, that is a really cool idea in concept. And shout out to Madden for making that happen in general, like, 8 years ago, whenever it launched. But it's so easy, to your point, Steven, to manipulate, because the idea would be, okay, we're going to start this connected franchise. What team do I want to be? Well, it makes sense for me to be the Jaguars right now. It makes sense for me to be the Niners and try to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever. If I can build around that rookie contract quarterback, like, I'll be set up for a good run in the first few seasons of the connected franchise while somebody else struggles. But somebody could take over the Packers and move Aaron Rodgers, whether that makes them happy or not, because the Madden trade logic is so broken. That's another thing that people complain about forever. Part of the issue is you can only trade three things one way or the other. People have asked for more trade slots forever, but you can only trade three things. But even then, you can, the system is so broken that you can offer like a 80 overall corner and a third round pick in exchange for a first round pick. Like, there are different ways to kind of hack or cheese the game in that sense. And that's like, trade logic is so important to team construction, because you want to trade, you want to move picks, you want to move players. And to your point, there's no penalty for yourself or for any AI generated team, because it's just going to happen because the game is broken.
And to your, to add on to that, I think cutting players isn't as damaging to a team's salary cap as it is in real life, just because the contract structures aren't real. They're kind of like, they're close to being real, but they're not, they don't behave as they actually do in real life. So if I cut a player, if I cut Carson Wentz, I don't have to worry about 20 million in dead cap. I have to worry about like 5 million. And
right,
it doesn't affect you in any way. And I think until they get contracts right, I don't think they're ever going to be able to get trade logic right, because you can't really compare the value of a first round pick who's only making what, like $6 million a year, to a player who is just as talented but is making $10 million a year because he's been in the league for 10 years. And until they get that down, and like you said, the trade logic down, like, I could trade for 10 first round picks.
Yep. Easily.
In like 30 minutes.
Yep.
Which is just not real. Like, that's not a thing. Like, in order to get that many first round picks, you have to be the Dolphins, and you have to get rid of all your good players, and you have to lose for a season. But in Madden, you could do it in 30 minutes.
Well, and the frustrating thing, like, first of all, you talked about the cap penalties. You can clear the cap penalties anytime you want in franchise mode. So even if you trade Carson Wentz and take on that dead cap hit, there's literally an option to clear the penalties. So right there, that's just asinine. You know, the whole tagline of Madden, what was it? EA Sports. It's in the game. Well, unless it's a holdout. Or realistic contract structures, or cap penalties.
See, they used to have holdouts though, like debt to contract. Right. That's like, that used to be a thing. Like, that was really cool. Like, if you would enter a training camp in something or whatever, like, to kind of backtrack there too, they used to have a training camp and used to go through drills, and there would be progression points that you would pick up for certain players. They used to have mini drills. Like when I was in high school, that was the best thing ever, to just do the little mini drills over and over and over again. And like, it was fun, like besides the fact that it helped your team. But you know, it would be cool to go through training camp and it's like, well, Zeke Elliott's not here because he wants a new contract or whatever, and you have to pay him or you don't. And he's pissed off and he says, I'm going to hold out into the season. That logic used to exist in the game and they've removed it.
Yeah, they're going to add that next year and pretend like it's a new feature problem.
Yeah, they're going to unveil it as something new. ESPN's going to have it on their week-long show in 2022.
But this is the weird thing. It takes more effort to remove it than it does to leave it there. So even if they were going to be super lazy and just keep the game the same, like they would have kept it. But they actively took it away from us. They made the players robots. They made them less human instead of more human. And that's really what you want, right? You want to recreate the experience of having to actually run a team. Like this whole Aaron Rodgers drama, that's not in Madden. That can never happen. You'll sign Aaron Rodgers to your deal, and he's going to be super happy. He's going to be Russell Wilson, go Hawks guy the entire time, and that sucks.
Yeah, and I keep bringing up Football Manager because I really think it is the standard for this. But
I'm gonna get it. You sold me, Steven.
You should get it. Yeah. I had like we lost the game, and you can call a team meeting. I called a team meeting, and I was like, hey guys, we just gotta keep our heads up. Everything's gonna be fine. And like the team just revolted against me. Like they all hated me. They were all like, no, screw you. You're a loser. Like, why are you accepting losing? And then I bought one player from another team and I made a promise to him that I was going to improve like the goalkeeper situation. I didn't do it. And then now he wanted to be sold immediately. So he's not on my team anymore. It's like you have consequences for doing things in that game. And if they can do it, why can't EA do it? Cause I think the company that makes Football Manager is called like Sports Interactive, something I've never heard of. It's not EA, which is this giant that has resources to do whatever they want. Yet these other games that don't have that much money are outshining them every single year.
So I'm definitely sold. It's available for iPad, right? Like it's like a tablet game. Am I correct, Steven? Just so everybody's aware of Football Manager.
I have it on PC. I think it's on Xbox too. I think you can get it on console. I don't know if it's different, but I think there is like a phone and tablet version, but I think it's pared down a little bit. I don't think it's as in-depth. I'm not sure though.
I'll do my research later for the next episode of this diatribe. But to that point though, in FIFA, and I recently got an older version of NHL and I've been having a lot of fun playing it, but in FIFA, so I haven't done like a franchise mode there, but in FIFA during career mode, after matches or even before matches as the manager, you can do, and I believe they're adding this to Madden this year, but before matches, you can have press conferences and they'll ask you about a certain player and how you think he's going to play. And depending on your answer, that player's morale improves or lowers. After the game, they'll ask you like, wow, so-and-so scored 3 goals. Like, this was amazing. And you can applaud him. You can kind of keep him in check, whatever the case may be. And that has an effect on your team, which makes sense. I believe they're adding that to Madden, but that's part of the problem is like, I've been playing FIFA now regularly for like 5 years and Madden's like, check out this brand new feature in Madden 22. Like this isn't brand new. Nobody's buying this. And I mentioned I bought NHL 20 recently. So it's an older game to play with friends. And like, it is so much, and it's EA. So it's not, you know, I'm complimenting EA here. It is so far and away better than even the latest Madden. Like the level of details, you can fight people in the middle of games, like, and there are actual different animations and different settings and different arenas. Like that's something that doesn't totally exist. It's like EA specifically chooses to not focus on Madden specifically.
Yeah, now I'm just like pissed off after having this conversation because I know I'm gonna buy the game in 2 weeks. I'm gonna buy the game because I'm a sucker. So
no, you're right. So I want to say this too, right? Like, it's possible that, number one, this is the most innovation we've seen for some franchise mode in Madden in years. And two, they could still do way more and make it way better. Like, both of those things can exist at the same time. I know I'm going to buy it. I'm 100% going to buy it. My son loves watching me play Madden. You know, probably let him play for the first time this year. But just to show you how people realize that the older versions of this game and the NCAA game used to be better. If you go on Amazon right now and you buy NCAA 14 or you look for it on Amazon, which was the last year that they made the game when they had a lot of the features that we've been talking about, it's $360. $360 because people know how good it is and there's demand for it. And that just goes to show how these games have decreased in quality over the years as the exclusive license has kicked in for EA, which, by the way, they just extended through May 2026. They paid $1.5 billion for that license. So I don't know that we have a ton to look forward to going forward.
And I think the lesson from the popularity of NCAA 14 all these years later is that they nailed their dynasty mode. They nailed their franchise mode. I do think it's easier to do in a college football game because there's not all these different types of transaction. There's recruiting, and then there's everything that happens during the season. But that just goes to show, if you nail the part of team building that everyone loves and everyone pays attention to in real life, then I think you have a game that has staying power and that people are going to keep coming back to. And Madden hasn't been able to do that since Madden, I would say, 2005, 2006.
The coaching carousel dynamic is something that is, there's nothing like that in Madden, which would be awesome. Like, it would be, you know, I think people love to, you know, like, create themselves. Like, they create, like, Rob creates himself, puts him as the quarterback on the 49ers, and like, loves to win all the Super Bowls and everything, and that's fun. But it also would be fun to like actually, you know, there was a long time ago, I'm sure you both remember, you could buy NCAA, you could play your career, you would graduate, and then you could export that player into Madden, and that was really cool, and you would be drafted and everything. It would be awesome if you played your career in the NFL, like, say you were a quarterback, say you played 30 seasons, and then you could become a coach, right? So you become like a quarterback's coach, then you could become an offensive coordinator, and you've got a, you know, similar sort of thing. You can only control the offenses, you're depending on defenses, so then you get all these offers from all these other teams, and you're like, you're looking at to see, well, who's got a great defense, because I want to win games so I can accelerate my path to becoming a head coach. Like, that would be a really cool thing. That would be a lot of fun. That doesn't, I mean, I don't make video games for a living, but I feel like that technology, for lack of a better word, has existed before, and I don't know why they don't utilize that here.
Yeah, I think like in NCAA 06, you could take your player that you had and become a coach. Like, you could turn it into a dynasty mode. So that EA has had that technology 15 years ago. And like you said, like, we don't make video games. I don't know how hard or easy it is to implement these things, but these ideas seem really simple to capitalize on, and they're just hanging out there. And I feel like people suggest them all the time, and I don't know why they aren't in the game yet. Like, just put them in the game. It seems so easy to execute.
I don't know if you guys are fans of Barstool Sports. I'm not a fan of Barstool Sports, except for Dan Katz. I love Big Cat. I think he's a really smart guy. And during the heart of quarantine in 2020, he started a dynasty mode in NCAA 14. And it became a huge deal. He got the schools involved. And I started watching it. And I remember saying to myself, why am I watching this? This doesn't make any sense. And the reason is because the game was actually good. Watching him do recruiting, watching him do the coaching carousel, like you brought up, RJ, like, there were so many good features in the game. You were able to get wrapped up in the narrative of the dynasty mode because of the features of the game. And that is what has been missing from Madden this year. Do you think, Steven, that this year, because of the changes they've made, we'll be able to get back to that a little bit?
In theory, yes, but I just don't trust them at this point. I think a lot of the things they've implemented, like, they added week-to-week game planning, but I believe that stuff was already in the game. It just wasn't out in front like they're putting it out right now, yep. And it wasn't in-game. I don't think that's going to have much impact on it. And I think that's the one thing that could save franchise mode, at least for me. Like, I'm like an X's and O's guy. That's the kind of stuff I like. And unless that new feature has an impact, I think it's going to be more of the same for me.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I know that they're obviously incorporating coordinators, but I hope that there is a positive and negative effect to that. Like, and it's always cool when players can retire and you can hire them to be your coordinators, but there should also be effects to that. Like, if you hire Julian Edelman to be your offensive coordinator, your wide receiver should see a boost, or whatever the case may be. Like, again, these things do sound easy in theory to do. And so it's frustrating that they haven't done them. Steven, my last one for you is EA has, I don't know if they've like announced, I know they have a blog where they, you know, disseminate some information. But they've put word out that when the new game comes out in 2 weeks, that there are still going to be a significant amount of updates that are necessary for the game for franchise mode to fully take hold. This is standard, I guess, operating procedure for a lot of video games, like to have updates after launch and whatever. Like, I'm not killing them for that. But if you're telling me that we have to wait all the way until the end of the month of September to potentially have franchise mode be viable, all these changes you're hyping up and gassing up, when you combine that fact with the fact that they wouldn't allow anybody to speak with us, at least, I mean, it seems like they're really trying to pull some wool over people's eyes when it comes to this game. Like, hey, trust us. This one's going to be good. You can't hear or see anything about it, but just, you know, we've earned your benefit of the doubt. So you should trust us implicitly.
Yeah. And I think the game comes out in a couple weeks. I think it comes out mid-August, and I have yet to see like actual gameplay. So like, we're not even getting that aspect of the game, which I actually thought was good last year. So the fact that they're kind of hiding everything, like they're giving us little bits and pieces, is worrisome. But like I've said a couple times, I'm an idiot and I'm going to buy the game.
Listen, I don't understand why they wouldn't want the free promotion. And I'll say this now. If anybody from EA is listening to this and thinks we're way off or takes issue with anything we've said, I welcome it. I would love to have the conversation. That's the conversation I originally wanted to have. We wanted to have EA's side and then your side, Steven, and kind of balance those two against each other. So if anybody thinks that we're way off from the game, please contact us. I'm at Stats on Fire on Twitter, at RJ Ochoa. You're at the Steven Ruiz. Like, we're here. Please, we welcome the conversation because this is where we are right now. And it's very frustrating. I mean, there's thousands of people that listen to this show, and for some reason, Madden doesn't want them to hear about the game. They don't want to promote the game. And that just says to me that they know that it's crap and they can't defend it, because if they had actual real questions posed to them, their answers would just turn people off completely and potentially, you know, turn them off from buying the game.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of them like feeling comfortable in a controlled environment where they know what questions are coming. And yeah, that should give you pause. I don't know how other video games do it. I don't really pay attention to the buildup and to the release of other video games as much as I do with Madden, because I just care about football more than other sports. But I think that has a lot to do with it. And I don't know if other games do that.
All I want to say in closing is think about the promotion that Football Manager got here. That could have been you, EA, with Madden. You know what I mean? Like that could have happened. And if anyone from there is listening, we like free copies of good games too. So I mean, if you want to,
make an NFL game.
Yeah. I actually do want to ask one last question about this. You don't actually play the game, right, Steven? Like, it's just the managerial part of it.
Yeah, like it kind of you set like the tactics and stuff in the lineups, and you can like make little adjustments by giving your players instructions. But yeah, you're watching the game rather than playing it, so you don't have control over it. That's another thing that makes the team building like more rewarding. Like I could have a crappy team on Madden, and if I'm good at the game, I could still beat the Chiefs. But in this game, if I'm playing like Liverpool with a bad team, I'm probably gonna get killed.
Who's your squad, Steven?
In soccer, or that I use in the game.
Oh, both.
Oh, I'm a Chelsea fan, but I use Ajax in the game. I started in the Dutch league. I'm still in my first season, but we're doing pretty good. We're in the knockout stage of the Champions League, but we're going to lose.
Best of luck to you guys. We'll all be rooting on you.
I appreciate it. I'll tell my team. Hopefully they don't revolt against me.
Yeah, bring it up in the next team meeting. I'm sure that'll go a long way. You can follow Steven on Twitter at TheStevenRuiz. Check him out at For The Win as well. We really appreciate the time, Steven. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me the platform. It's my favorite thing to do is complain about Madden.
Hey, look, if we couldn't complain about it, what else could we do? So we're happy to do it. RJ, do you feel cleansed now? Do you feel better about this year's game? Do you feel worse? Where are you?
I don't feel cleansed. I just I feel there's strength in numbers. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're all still really mad. You know what I mean? Like I feel like, you know, we just organized, you know, okay, we're going to go egg the house. You know, we bought the eggs. Like, that's just kind of how I feel. But at least we're together in our, you know, upsetness with the grand arbiter of Madden takes and Steven Ruiz.
It's the friends you made along the way.
Exactly.
Look, I feel like they're getting a huge commercial from ESPN, and it's all celebration when Madden comes out, right? Oh, it's so great. And I just want them to know and everybody to know that there is a large group of people that are not buying this load of BS So hopefully we made you aware of it today. Hopefully you're a smarter consumer. I'm not telling you what to do with your money. Like we said, I'm going to buy the game. I know I will, but I want to at least try and hold them accountable a tiny, tiny bit. Anyway, thanks for joining us. If you haven't done it already, please follow the SB Nation NFL show. It is the perfect time as the season gets up and running here. You definitely do not want to miss an episode. For RJ Ochoa and Stephen Ruiz, I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.